Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway, now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit menstclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. Krusty's Corner is every afternoon 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Reliant. He's so loaded with film takeaways that we're back right here in the 4:40 for Krusty's Corner Part 2, the offense. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, Sean. I appreciate that. Appreciate the latitude of allowing me to do this.
I want to know, were either of Dak's picks a problem in your eyes?
The second one was, because I didn't feel like he had a chance on the play. I felt like that he forced the ball in there to Lamb. The way the coverage was playing, it was really just
kind of a YOLO ball?
I think it was. The one to Brooks, and I was going to get into that. Matter of fact, the Brooks one, when we were coming back, I was wanted to start with that if I could, because it's going to be a big play.
Yeah,
if he
keeps his feet.
If Brooks stumbles, I mean, literally, he is, as he's running out of his break, he literally loses his balance, and Dak's thinking like, okay, I'm going to put the ball right where it needs to be, and if Brooks keeps his feet, that thing's got a chance. And instead, he's running, and as he tries to cut off his right foot, he just completely stumbles and falls. And I thought it was one of those things when we first saw it. You know, Zach, you and I were talking at the halftime show. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe a little bit of a lack of courage.
Ooh. On Brooks' part?
Yeah.
Maybe heard some footsteps.
Well, you never know when you make those in-breaking cuts. Are you doing it thinking like you're going to get whacked? You know, with the inside route there, and are you not sure? And then your body will go limp as you're running the route, and then he legitimately slipped. I mean, he just fell. I thought that, because sometimes you get a guy like Tyrann Mathieu that's playing in the middle of the field, and you're thinking like, oh my gosh, if he's anywhere around, I'm about to get hit. We saw what happened with Tolbert. That was a whole nother thing with Tolbert. You know, that's a play Dak buys time, throws you the ball. Just extend your hands.
Attack the foot.
Yeah. Go get the ball. Don't sit there and wait on it. You by waiting on the ball, and maybe another young guy thing that we're talking about. Go get the football. Don't sit there and wait for the ball to get to you. But by doing that, you gave Tyrann Mathieu the opportunity to drive and knock it away from you.
Yeah.
Now go attack that football. That's your ball. Go get it. And unfortunately, though, it ended up being an incomplete pass.
I hear what you're saying on that Brooks pick, though. I feel like that clumsiness is just, you know, you're not present because you're thinking about something else, like the tackler,
or you're
in your own head.
I kind of felt like, I'm like, this is a young guy, and you're going inside here, and you're thinking, this could be a big collision if I go get this football.
Now, how bad were the running backs? I tweeted mid-game, like, we got to get a different runner. I talked about it a couple of times last week. What was the biggest reason that they only got 3 yards in attempt?
Yeah, a lot of it was when, for example, I'll walk you through some of the red zone stuff, I'll tell you why. And then once you hear, as I walk through the plays, you'll get a theme.
Okay.
You'll get a theme for this, okay? Okay. First red zone play, and I just want to, because I think there's an issue here.
Okay.
I think there's a red zone issue. And is it execution? Is it play call? Is it all the above?
Yes.
But here we go. Here we go. Vaughn at left tackle. Lipke doesn't control his man, unable to get blocker up on Davis, makes the tackle for a 3-yard gain. Reverse to Cooks. Brooks can't control Taylor off the edge, loses sustain, tackle for loss. Granderson sack. Prescott appears to want to hit Tolbert inside. It's bracketed. Cooks adjust wide to try and get open. He's able to. Granderson spins inside on steal for a sack. So there was that pass play. Prescott short to Elliott. Play had a chance for a walk-in. Prescott has Granderson closing, but can't get enough on the pass to get it to Elliott. Incomplete. Flip to Elliott. Steele laid out to secure block. Saints have more defenders than blockers. Smith and Beebe appeared to go the wrong way. Linebackers run to make the tackle. The linebackers they were responsible for. Prescott sacked. No route open. Prescott tries to climb the pocket to escape. Has a lane. Breesy able to reach around Martin to knock the ball loose. Caught a break to recover the fumble by Tolbert.
Yeah.
Prescott fade to Lamb. Good coverage by McKistry to hold Lamb up and contest the ball. Harris breaks well in order to help knock the ball loose. That was the big hit that Lamb took that was incomplete. Prescott to Tolbert. Moved the pocket to the right. Tolbert covered well by Adobo on the play. Nowhere to place the ball. Has to throw it wide. Span forward, fourth down. Could have been the defensive holding on Harris, but not called. Prescott tries to work him from the middle of the field, but he's unable to adjust. Tough chance there. Several plays on the running plays and things like that. Was it unblocked guys?
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, here are the Saints, they're hat on hat with every one of your guys. And then when you have to be able to try and run the football, you can't get a block on a linebacker. You miss a sustained block. They put you in position to block on the play like a Tolbert, and you can't sustain, or a Brooks, and you can't sustain blocks. They're asking guys to throw blocks and get blocks, and then all of a sudden they're thinking that how the play is going to work is, hey, all right, we're putting you in a position to block. You got to get somebody on the second level. We can't let the linebackers run over the top. We can't go the wrong way.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Here, we got to get a guy over there, or we got to get this block. It's a lot of the common theme for the Dallas Cowboys right now in offense when it comes to some of the running game stuff.
Yeah, that's especially what Mike McCarthy said in the presser. Yeah. Young guys making mistakes.
Yeah, you've got guys that they're counting on Beebe, they're counting on Guyton, they're counting on Tolbert, they're counting on these guys to get blocks in order for the plays to have some success, and they're counting on Vaughn. They're counting on these guys to make plays, and they're just not making the plays. But the stuff to me, the red zone stuff, you know, I just kind of, okay, they're trying to trick you here, trying to do this, trying to do that. And you're wondering like, okay, is this really the best way to do things? I mean, the quarterback himself made a couple mistakes. That's a veteran quarterback right there. You know, their quarterback's not making mistakes. Your quarterback's making some mistakes here. You know, so I kind of feel like that some of the red zone, I think it's on McCarthy. I think they're asking some of their young guys to maybe do a little too much.
Yeah.
And then also the veteran quarterback has got to help you with some of the plays that he needs to make.
I mean, in fairness to them, it is a young team as they're going through their version of a rebuild. You know?
Yeah. I don't think they'll tell you that it's not a rebuild, but you're sure. Right. You're right. I mean, I just can't believe they were just so bad. They were so bad. The defensive stuff was bad, but if the defense was so bad, it really, well, the defense being bad overshadowed the offense and some of the struggles they had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
and both Mike and Dak were saying, hey, we weren't super satisfied with the Cleveland game. So this is like three games in a row.
Yeah, the second half, we said the same thing about that.
I don't think it's scaling it back because you got the veteran quarterback, but I think you have to look at it like, okay, some of these guys were asking, are we asking some of these guys too much? Are we asking too much of some of these guys?
For sure.
Are we setting them up for success as well?
Yeah, that's what I think the coaching's all about. When you sit there and you look at red zone problems, yeah, the veteran quarterback. But okay, you're trying to throw the ball. You're looking at Tolbert to try and throw the ball inside there, you know, and all of a sudden you get sacked where a veteran receiver has found himself open. He's worked himself. He's breaking inside, but he sees what's happening. So now he works outside you know, and you could see he's kind of looking around like, bro, just throw me the ball. I'll walk this thing in. But he's looking for Tolbert on the inside break and stuff like that. So, and then Tolbert has to find a way to try, you know, and he's not open. Brooks has to run a route inside. Where does Dak throw the ball? Throws it to Brooks. He's stumbling interception right there. You know, it's just a lot going on for some of these young guys. And especially it showed up yesterday in that football game.
We're talking about young skill guys failing to block. I might be fishing for something positive here. Scooney had a couple of catches. How did he look?
Yeah, Scooney was, to me, they needed Scooney to make some plays. The one-handed catch was really athletic on his part. There was times, like I say, that when they got down the red zone, where when I mentioned the play on the reverse, like he had his guy taken care of downfield. But they don't get, you know, Brooks loses his guy. And now, so here's Schoonmaker. He's going to get a plus for his block. But, you know, they need more from that, from Schoonmaker like that. They need more. I mean, I don't know why Dak threw the ball to Spanford on fourth down. I know the game was out of hand and you're just trying to, but he's not open.
You don't have a coach that's giving you easy buttons.
Yeah, there was nothing easy about them playing offense yesterday.
We all think Dak Prescott's better than Derek Carr. What was the difference? He had a coach that was helping him out for four quarters or three. That's all it took to just kick your ass.
Yeah, I think you're
when
on.
Carr somewhere. Made all the plays.
They did.
He was there. Derek Carr made the plays.
Made a lot of plays.
Derek Carr was better yesterday.
He absolutely was. But his play caller was really good.
He was, and
his teammates were good too.
You even mentioned Dak didn't at times. There was stuff there. Dak didn't hit it.
I just feel like that there's throws that we've seen Dak make before. That pass they threw short to Zeke, that's easily, you know, that's something I've seen him make. That's a throw, an off-balance touch pass, you know, seen him make throws on the wheel route down the field.
Right.
You know, lead him out there. Don't bring the ball back, you know, where the defender can make the play. There are a couple of passes like that where you just throw the ball out in front. You got a shot there to make a big play.
Dak would have had to been perfect yesterday, but you know it's
well. They
possible.
Needed him to be perfect. Yeah. You know they needed something. Their defense wasn't going to stop the Saints, and he has an opportunity. But so the play caller's got to help him too,
for sure.
You know, the play caller, the scheme's got to help him. I mean, if you continually put young guys in position to think that let's see if they can make a play. Now you know, like, hey, we can't put Brooks in that situation. We can't put Tolbert in that situation. You know, we've got to think of other ways to get blocks or don't run the plays. You know, if you're going to have negative plays down in the red zone, then don't run the plays. No.
Yeah, indeed, man. Red zone issues, a big problem for the Cowboys. I feel like they have been quite a few years in Dak Prescott's career, and usually it's only good when they have a good running game going.
That's what
you got to do to consistently score. Field gets crunched. You're asking Dak to read tighter windows and throw with more anticipation. Don't be surprised.
I asked you about that yesterday in the post game, right? Like, that can make things easier. You figure out a way to get your running game going in the red zone. That's going to help a lot.
Yep. All righty. In addition to the finest is coming up next, Eric, what do we got?
We'll take a next-gen look at the football weekend, and we'll ponder the meaning of this Cowboy Audible next here in the nation.